This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
So Paul asked me who my Mount Rushmore of housewives has been. So years ago, I used to say to Andy Cohen, you got to do an all-star housewives. You got to do. And he used to say, we're not even close to there yet, but one day we will be. And fast forward to these ultimate girls trips. So I used to always just fantasize and think about who would be on the all-star couch. Who would be on these all-star episodes, like these mashups? And Paul once said to me, who is your Mount Rushmore of housewives? And I said it, and Michael Rapaport repurposed it, a.k.a. stole it on Wendy Williams when I was a guest, and said to me, who's your Mount Rushmore? But there was Paul's original material. And I know my Mount Rushmore of housewives by heart for different reasons. So today I'm going to break down Teresa Giudice. I always thought it was Giudice because of Italian. I heard that somewhere. I think I might be wrong. But why Teresa Giudice from New Jersey is on my Mount Rushmore. So I've met Teresa a couple of times. We've messaged on Instagram. We don't really know each other. But years ago, Bravo used to make us blog. Torture. The episode used to come out, and as part of your job, you used to have to blog so BravoTV.com could put the blog up. So you would do your immediate and cram blogs of your episode just to get it up, and you would then rehash and be saying stuff about the people on your show, and you just did it on TV, and then it would be like another rehash. And on the reunions and in the press and everywhere, they would, of course, pick up anything you blogged about. And that would become more fodder. And this is before we were savvy. This is before Twitter and Instagram. And so you were just writing a nice little cute little blog on the episode that aired the night before and saying what you thought. You know, well, I thought it was really rude of Luann to do that or Sonia to do that or Bethany to do that. And you'd say it and it would fucking be another rehash. And it got to the point where I just refused to blog. When I came back for part two of Bethany, seasons later, when I came back to the Housewives, I was like, I'm not fucking blogging. I hated it because I hated that it was more meat off of our bones. We already were a goddamn bones in water making stock out of us because so much meat comes out in the episodes and then in the press we do and everything is clickbait. And then now we were blogging for more meat. You're just devouring us. So back in the days of blogging, I don't know why, but I was blogging other ones too. And they must have asked me to do that. I don't think I just on my own was like, let's fucking go fucking start fires in other cities. But I remember blogging about Atlanta and blogging about Jersey and talking about that also in the press. And I guess if social media was around by then, I don't think so or no. Maybe Twitter was. Side note, I was the first housewife to be on Twitter. I would say things about Teresa or whatever I thought about spending money in cash or whatever they were saying or however they were saying it. Believe me, we were so politically incorrect and would say things wrong and we were blogging. And so Teresa and I were doing sort of blog battles, I think, back and forth. Not really, but I said things about her. I didn't know her. She was a human being that lived in the state next to mine. And I just was saying whatever the hell I thought about her episode. So I was like fucking starting fires for no reason. And then it would be semi-awkward when I would see her at like a Bravo. That's the thing. Bravo wants to sort of cross-promote and have BravoCon and these like other things. And then you see these people that you've been asked about on Watch What Happens Live. Like, I think Andy said one time, asked Teresa a question about who she liked the least or who something, some shit stirring thing that they do on Watch What Happens Live. And Teresa said me, and then she said, but she's a good mother, which was really nice of her to say. But like, they're always getting you to fire random shots, then putting you next to these people. So you're like, who do you think is the worst dressed housewife? And then I'm like, Mickey Mouse. And then I got to be with Mickey Mouse at a Bravo event because that's what they do. So anyway, back in the day, there was a sort of like slight sparring, and then I'd see Teresa, but I kind of always liked her from afar. She's a good housewife. There was sparring back and forth because I launched Skinny Girl Margarita. I wrote the first ever book of any housewife. That's a fact. It was Naturally Thin, and it was a New York Times bestseller for 5 months straight when I really wasn't very known. So I was the first to write a book. I was the first to hit the New York Times bestseller list. I was the first and only successful cocktail, really, by macro real liquor industry standards, which was the Skinny Girl Margarita. And then Teresa came out with Skinny Italian, a book, a cookbook that was a New York Times bestseller. And that was, you know, a lot of people were annoyed by that and brought that up because they thought that it was sort of like a cheater brand. And it was Skinny Girl, and I was the low-calorie chef. And then she did Skinny Italian, which was a low-calorie cookbook. But that was like a big thing. And then she launched, was it a Fabellini? Was that her with the Fab? Some cocktail that never happened. So that was also like, you know, after me. But she was the first one to do what I did successfully after me. So she was the second in that way. But they were the second show on. And I was the first housewife to monetize it for business. I was just the first one to do that. That wasn't done. That's done by everyone now ad nauseum. And that's literally because of me. And people that are at a different level than when I was on would come on to Housewives and join Housewives because they want to do what I've done. You can hate me or love me for saying that. It's an absolute fact. It's not my opinion. It's a fact. So Teresa's on my Mount Rushmore because she deserves to be there. She's been there since day one. And she has been knocked down and picked up. She has been through a marriage and another marriage. She remains true to who she was in the beginning, you know, minus paying cash for furniture, ornate Italian Jersey furniture, minus paying for it in cash. She still seems to be the same. Like I said it when she got married. She has that 7-layer cake frosting hair at her wedding. And, you know, over the top everything, which is great. Like, she's not in France shopping for hand-beaded French gowns, pretending she's, you know, like Victoria Beckham, who you can't even see the Spice Girl inside. Like, she's still Teresa Giudice from Jersey. She's just more successful. She's been around for longer. And she will say anything. She's not one of these housewives that after all these years of watching it, watching herself and knowing how the game is played, is playing under the radar, flying under the radar, and not trying to get dirty like a lot of other housewives. Other housewives that are super successful in other franchises don't like to get that dirty. They'll get a little dirty, but they won't really get dirty. Teresa will go into the mud pit with her head under. She will go and mud wrestle and hold her breath underneath in the mud. You know, after all these years, she still brings it. She's not afraid to bring it. She's not afraid to tell someone to go fuck themselves, okay? And by the way, Teresa was the first. I was the first of many. Teresa was the first to give that audience something so gargantuan. I responded to someone saying, you're up here, I'm down there. That was my big moment on Housewives. Teresa flipped the motherfucking table. So she gets her first, too. The first explosive moment ever in the entire Housewives franchise. Like, big, dramatic, water cooler, crazy, over-the-top, like, weave-rip moment was Teresa flipping a table. Okay? I can say, yes, I handled, I'm up here and you're down here. And no one will ever top me in the war of the words and the cunning and the cut and the response in real time. No one will ever touch me in an interview except for maybe Nene, you know, or Lisa's pretty good, but like I probably am the queen of the interviews, but no one will ever touch Teresa in being the first in flipping a table. Later, legs would be thrown and weaves would be ripped and other things that then intentionally seem like they're being done for the camera, which I'm sure Just Add the camera is going to make you do more than you normally would for all of us. There's a little of that in that table flip, but that's Teresa. Went to fucking jail. First housewife to serve time. Husband went to jail. Raised those kids. Motherhood first. Ride or die. Pulled herself up from the ashes to be the successful woman that she is. And she does it. She goes and does those appearances and gets that money. And she admits it. And she promotes that hair stuff and the nail stuff and the quick drink stuff and the tea and whatever the hell she's making coin on. And I respect that. She's like, I'm here to work. She is a worker. That's what she is. So unequivocally, undeniably, my first Mount Rushmore housewife, and who will go and who could literally be buried on that rock and can have Mount Rushmore on her tombstone because I will engrave it myself, is Teresa motherfucking Giudice. I'm calling her Giudice. I'm just doing it. It sounds more Italian. And for the sake of what I'm doing, Teresa motherfucking Giudice, Giudice, number one Mount Rushmore Jersey housewife. And Teresa, my first Mount Rushmore housewife, you will see in the next episode of Rewives.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.